free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hey, welcome to the In Hope Podcast, where each week we drop a new episode to help us strengthen unity in the body of Christ. This week is a little different. I slipped up. I thought I had something in the queue and I didn't. And I just went on, realized, hey, something didn't drop today. And so I just wanted to share something that God has really been stirring up with me lately, and something that I shared with the rest of the In Hope team just the other day. And I'm gonna give it to you just like I did them. So this won't be anything, you know, very beautiful and polished, but this is just all part of us having conversation about unity. And so we were talking, and I was sharing with them about how, you know, recently we just finished a season. I was helping coach a flag football team, and it's a Christian team, Christian from a Christian school. And we're regularly encouraging these guys to make sure that they're playing for something beyond themselves, that they're playing for Christ. They're out there representing him well, realizing that they bear his name. And a phrase was just stirring in me lately that God had really brought across my mind and put on my heart. And it's just this idea of to the King. You may recognize that. And this is going to become a tagline. I feel like we're going to get some merch on this. And it's this idea of to the King. And that phrase carried two very big components for me every time that I was coming across this. Number one, this idea of to the King is this phrase of a battle cry, encouraging, saying rally to the King. Often in times of war, especially back in times of medieval times of sword and bows and arrows, the kings would go out before their people riding, you know, in the cavalry, going out before their people to inspire them. And they would rally to the King. And so you see this, a great image of this happens in Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. The Hobbit, they actually say the phrase to the King, but you can see in Lord of the Rings, oftentimes they will rally behind their leader as they break through. And so often too, it's this idea that they're going with them knowing that this could be great peril, that this could be their end, that they're outnumbered, that there's very little likelihood that they'll live beyond what they're about to do, but they follow their King, rally behind their King, into sometimes what seems like an imminent defeat, right? But they rally behind their King, knowing that their King goes before them. And the other day, we were sharing, you know, in some of the names and titles given to God, one that was given to Jesus in Hebrews chapter 3 is the Apostle of our confession. The apostle is the pioneer, the one that goes before, that blazes the trail. And so we see this in our King, that he goes before us. And this cry, this idea of to the King, it means that your King goes before you. It means that our King goes before us. And that's something that even encourages us here on the In Hope Podcast. And to be completely honest and transparent, for example, one of the reasons why even there was this mistake in the queue was because we were nearing the end of being able to continue this podcast. And then just in the nick of time, God brought some new donors, which we are always appreciative of people that can help out, because we don't know how long even our current donors will be able to continue to give what they do give. But God brought just enough from new donors to really help us continue on this path. And we've just been following this path by God's lead, by the lead of our apostle. And we don't know when it's going to end. We don't know where it's going to go. But we are just rallying to the King, and his cry for us to pursue and go after unity and strengthen unity in the body of Christ. And that's something that you can help with as well by going on our website, following our links, and just going on our website and choosing to give, whether that's one time, weekly, monthly. That would go a long way towards helping us to continue to strengthen unity in the body of Christ and have these conversations, which we want you to be a part of. So make sure you're commenting, you're liking, you're subscribing, you're sharing. And another idea behind this idea of rallying to the King, knowing that, you know, we're going to press forward, we're going to go, even though it may be great peril, it may be our end. We don't know if this is leading to glory. We don't know if this is, you know, leading to this great victory or if it's leading to our end. Either way, we are going to rally to our King because he goes before us, and we're going to rally behind him another idea that also couples this, which makes this phrase have multiple meanings here, is this imagery that we see in Revelations. And in Hebrews, they also kind of talk about how the heroes of the faith, they didn't see their promises here, right? But they were moving for something eternal, and they were living for something greater. And we are living for something greater, for someone greater. And everything that we accomplish, everything that we do, the effort, really, because a lot of it is this heart posture and what God rewards from that. All these things that we earn, everything that we obtain, we cast it at his feet. We see this in Revelations, right? Where the saints and the angels are around the throne, and they remove their crowns and they cast it at the feet of our King, almost in a display of to the King be the glory, right? To him alone. And so that's another idea with this phrase, is that all of our efforts, what we're doing, what we accomplish, whether it is something grand or it's just a posture of the heart of which he's looking at, which he's so often looking at, we are doing this to the King. It is for the King. So we have this idea of rallying behind him, rallying to him, knowing that he goes before us, and then also knowing anything that we can give, anything that we can obtain, any type of reward, you know, all of that is to him. It's to the King. Our efforts, our blood, sweat, and tears, all of it is to the King. And we just want to share that idea. I wanted to share that idea, that phrase with you guys, because this is something that we, you know, as believers, as followers of Christ the King, as ambassadors of his kingdom, as soldiers within his kingdom, right? As people who help walk on this earth and make his kingdom known, right? That can walk around and say his kingdom is present, because, and his kingdom is at hand, because he is with us and we are at hand, right? We do these things for the King, to the King be the glory, right? And so I hope that's a word that can just be an encouragement to you, knowing that our apostle, the high priest of our faith, our King, Lord Jesus, goes before us, and that all that we're doing, all the effort, whether it may end in defeat or ends in victory, we are rallying to the King and giving all to the King. And that is what really matters. And so just wanted to share that quick thought with you guys, and look forward to, you know, seeing your guys' thoughts. Again, make sure you're part of the conversations. Comment, like, share, subscribe. And if you guys are so inclined, I ask that you pray about it and see if you can give a little, whether that is weekly, monthly, and be a ministry partner with us by donating and helping to continue strengthen unity in the body of Christ. We thank you guys so much. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. To the King.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.